Yeah, it was an interesting one, wasn't it? Two men down against, you know, a three-man advantage, wasn't it?
Was there any? There wasn't any holdback strategy, though. You just kept going for it.
Yeah, we like winning games, so we only know how to play one way. We refuse to lose. That's first and foremost. I guess we just ran out of time today. I think we could have won that one. Nick Ledgewood's had the chance there at the end. Nathan Ingham's made a good save. And, you know, what was it, 5 minutes of injury time and they score in the 96th minute? That's interesting. Yeah. I think it was from the first tackle. Manny Aparicio goes in, studs up, referee lets it go, and then, you know, players are human, so they see, okay, if that's the limit that the referee's going to allow, then, you know, go on and on. I just don't think he had the support from his assistant referees around him. I don't think he's made good decisions. They made it about him. I'd love to be up here saying, what a great football match that was. You know, York are playing for something. We want to win the fourth season. We put it out there as well. But not, we're talking about the official, and that shouldn't be what this league is about. Yeah, I've got to watch that. I'll be talking to Jose about that because he's given the referee. The referee clearly hasn't seen Ryan Telfer's stamp, which would have been his second yellow. It was straight red. So he's been goaded in. You know, it's a learning lesson for him. So learning lesson for Jose, learning lesson for the referee.
What is it about sort of these matches between yourselves and teams from Ontario that causes such fractures?
I don't know if it's necessarily that. I would just say, you know, we're both playing for something, you know. And I think at the end of the day, we play with our hearts on our sleeve. And, you know, sometimes our emotions get the best of us. And, you know, that's something we got to be a little bit more disciplined with.
What's sort of the emotion that goes through you when you hit the back of the net, given the situation that your team
is in? Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we kind of put ourselves in that position. So we got to get ourselves out of it. And I feel like, you know, when stuff like that happens, I feel some sort of responsibility to help the team out. I mean, more than, you know, when it's 11v11 or if it's 11 versus 9. I just feel I can, you know, help out the team and, you know, do my part to help us win the game.
Good. I think it's a great advert for the league, really. If we're going to play this format, you put the two best team, league table never lies. So if you accumulate all the points over both seasons, we're the two best teams in it. So, you know, we're looking forward to playing them. You know, it'll be a great double header. We've already had that preview in the Canadian Championship where it was close and heated. But there's some talent on our side, talent that we'll respect on theirs. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a good advert for the Canadian Premier League in its inaugural year.
You have to play them twice more.
Yeah. We're going to start with 9 men and then see if we can add players and go the other way. But no, look, I think, like I said, those games actually decide the fate of the fourth season. So I think there's something to play for. We've talked all the time that we won the spring, you know, would we ease off in the fall? Answer is no. We want to win the fall because then we're the undisputed if you put any regular season. And then the CPL Championship becomes like a treble. So, you know, we want to win those two games because then that decides the fate, and then we'll treat the CPL Championship like a cup tie. Yeah, absolutely.
Tommy, what did you think about the mentality of your team going down to 9 men? Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think why we've won a lot of close games more than others is we do have an edge, like, you know, Nico said, you know, and I think sometimes, you know, all good teams have that, and sometimes it boils over today, or sometimes there's a helping hand from someone who gives out more cards than Father Christmas. You know, we want to play in every single game, and I was proud of the boys really, and in a manner in which they fought for everything. You know, bringing on Jordan Brown and Nick Ledgewood into there gives us another boost. Hey, smashing. And do you know what the sad thing is we're not talking about his finish, because he was working hard on it the last couple of weeks in training, that exact finish where he's pushing it wide, shooting across, and credit to him for doing that. Marco's been solid, and to be done in the 96th minute of a 95-minute game is incredible.
Yeah, no, obviously that's something that I'm aware of as a goalkeeper, but my job doesn't change. I think more than anything, my role is now to help the team maybe communicate even more to make sure we stay tight, and I think for the most part we did. So I have to give the guys in front of me a lot of credit for the work they put in, and again, some external things happen and that are out of our control, which is difficult. But I think it shows a lot about our character for fighting down two men and being devastated that we're coming out here with a draw.
Coach, as the season goes on, is the chemistry that came from the Foothills sort of evaporating as the other teams gel?
Sorry, what do you mean?
So you came into the season with a lot of chemistry, a lot of players coming from the Foothills. At the beginning of the year, both you and Hamilton have a lot of chemistry, and that was an advantage over the other teams. Has that changed as the season?
Possibly. It's like anything. We had 50% of our side had played together, but look at Pacific. They're basically ex-Whitecaps players that all play for their USL2 team. So how are they different? Rob Gale's got a lot of U20 Canadian internationals that they play together. We just, you know, I think we get deemed that that's why. No, we've done a lot of work in pre-season to build that chemistry. You know, because if you have one set of staff here and then you bring in a whole new, if that doesn't mesh together, you haven't got a team. You've got a divide. We worked a lot on our team culture from the get-go over tactics. And then as we've got better now, you've seen that we can play a very good 3-4-1 as well as one of our tactical playbooks. That's what sets us apart, is our culture. Yeah, do you know what? I've said it publicly. I admire what Bobby and his brother have done with the Sigma Academy, you know, help the Canadian system through a very fragmented system. I think, you know, we did that out in the West when I was a technical director at Foothills. So if you look at the East Coast and West Coast, you've got two groups there that provide a lot of talent. You look at from Kevin McKenna's to Owen Hargreaves, Sam Adekubis, Charlie Traffords, you see in this lad as well, that have come through that way. And they've got a lot on the Sigma side. So I think it's a really makes for a neat matchup. Both have got, we're both invested in helping the Canadian game. So I'm looking forward to it. They're very good in transition. You know, we've got some exciting attacking players. We're tough to break down and good in our build up. So it'll be interesting to see how that meshes.
I guess you kind of like touched on it already, but if you wanted to go more in depth, do you and like the staff get a little bit, not annoyed, but you know, you probably hear it a lot that, oh, Calgary's success this season is all based on the fact that, you know, a lot of the players came from the CDL. Do you feel that's perhaps, you feel that oversimplifies the work that you, Mark, and everybody else put into building this team?
Yeah, it's almost like, absolutely, we had a good base, but I remember when we put it together, the first rumours that came out was putting a lot of faith in those guys coming through, you know, like him and Zator and Elijah Adekubi and guys that played there. But when you believe in the character and the ability of these players, as we've seen, that's what I wanted to go to war with. I think it does undersell the work that we've done this season, really, to be able to come to these places. It's a different beast than it was when we played in the PDL, but I think we're more sophisticated now. It's a long, long season. There's a lot of travelling. We've had to up our game in sports science, recovery, nutrition, scouting analysis. So a lot more work should be credited to the staff behind the scenes as well, and our ownership group for the investment in what we do in our training. It can't just be deemed, oh, that's because they had that.
Last question.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. How's the cooking going? It's good.
It's good. Yeah.
It's the worst time to look at your tweets sometimes. Really.